It's a nourishing tradition for our community. Always the second Saturday in May, it's the Letter Carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Here to tell us all about what's going to be going on this Saturday and how we can help, it's the area coordinator for the food drive, Jay Keffer. Jay, it's good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Barry.
Now, Jay, this is a nationwide food drive, but locally, you're coordinating what area?
We do Winchester, Berryville, Boyce, White Post, Stephen City, Middletown, Cross Junction, Gore, Clearbrook, and Stevenson. All those post offices cooperate with us.
Excellent. Now, residents in those areas have already received a little postcard that reminds them of what's going to be taking place this Saturday. So now it's up to us to go out to the grocery store and purchase those non-perishables. As always, no glass, correct?
That's correct.
And when we go grocery shopping, any top-of-mind tips there, Jay?
Well, they like protein, peanut butter, canned fish, canned chicken, things like that, and vegetables and fruit, low sodium, cereal, things like that, that are just the basic staples.
What is so cool is that in addition to carrying the load and delivering the mail on Saturday is that our area letter carriers are going to be hauling these things, taking them back to their trucks, and then where do they go from there?
We deal with 7 different food pantries. A lot of them get it direct at different post offices. We also send some of it to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank that will be dispersed to other food pantries in the area. Not all, but most people in this area will receive bags this week that they can put their food in one of our bags.
Oh, excellent. Okay. And if they need more than just the bag that was dropped off by their letter carrier, they can pretty much use any kind of a bag or box, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And we leave it where and what time this Saturday?
Just put it out early because we have some people that go out in pickup trucks and help out on some of the routes. So put it out early and just put it by your mail receptacle, either on your porch or out by the curb. Or if you get it at a mail station, just put it there and we'll pick it up.
And for those people that pick up their mail at a post office, most of those have a collection box. We can drop off those non-perishables there.
That's correct. You can leave it in the lobby or give it to the window clerk.
So it's all coming up this Saturday, helping to feed neighbors in need. If we want more information, Jay, where can we go? What's the website?
You can go to nalc.org/food.
NALC, National Association of Letter Carriers, .org/food. You know, you talk about what a difference this makes in our community, and maybe give us a few numbers, Jay.
In the last 3 years in this area, we've done over 139,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
And last year, nationwide, we did 75.3 million pounds of food.
Incredible. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Jay, thanks to you and to all the letter carriers nationwide, and in particular our area. Thanks for what you're doing. Good luck this Saturday.
Okay. Well, thank you, Barry. We appreciate your help.